Welcome back, 1234, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and look who it is, Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Andy.
You ODing on Olympic game coverage?
Yeah, there's been a lot of it, but, you know, it really starts getting good for me tomorrow because the hockey tournament starts, and to me that's the greatest thing ever, Olympics hockey.
Yeah.
And then next week, you know, the individual, we've had the team figure skating, and I think there's some dance and some pairs or whatever, but the individual figure skating I really enjoy watching. But
yeah.
I love the Winter Olympics because, A, it's stuff you don't see every day. And as I was talking to Ann before I came in here, it's you're always on edge. You know, that skier is flying down that mountain. Is he or she going to fall? You know,
yeah.
The snowboarders doing all the flips, the ice skaters. Can you hold your breath for 3 minutes? Can they get through this short course or long course?
Yeah.
It's just great stuff.
Yeah.
It's great theater.
Last night I was watching something. I guess it was the moguls where the one kid lost it, fell, but it made a remarkable recovery. In fact, if you blinked, you would have missed the fact that he hit the ground on his butt and then bounced right back up. And
they're good like that.
Yeah, he didn't get away with it, though. The judges caught it, you know. But it's fun to watch. And, you know, I'm not as involved as I once was in it, although I agree with you. As we get closer to the end of the week and things really start to heat up, there may be a bigger attraction for me. I just can't get into curling. I don't know about
it. Yeah, I don't get the attraction there. But luge and a bobsledding and all the stuff, like I said, you don't see it every day.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it fun. Yeah. I mean, I love the Summer Olympics. I've covered the Summer Olympics. But let's face it. You got a swim meet the first week, a track meet the second week, with some gymnastics and basketball thrown in. And can anybody else name a Summer Olympic sport?
No.
Exactly.
All right. Crowds are down, though. I don't know if you've caught it, but, man, but some of the arenas are just empty.
Yeah, they've been asking volunteers who are off duty to go to the venues and sit in the seats.
Yeah, I know. I heard they were giving seats away.
And, you know, I don't know what it costs. See, I remember doing a big story when I covered the Atlanta Olympics, and this is almost 20 years ago now, on because it was an Olympics that people in Richmond, where I was working at the time, could drive to. It might be the only Olympics in your life you can actually drive to.
Sure,
and the tickets and the cost. And the cost even then was just astronomical.
I know.
And I don't know what it is now, but it's very difficult to put out that kind of money for something you can see in your living room.
That's right. That's right.
And I guess you can't over in Russia, too. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows over there. Hockey, you mentioned. Women's hockey. Alex Carpenter, 19 years old, sort of a phenom, right?
Yeah, daughter of Bobby, who was, you know, Washington's favorite son, which is where I was going with the son comment. Yeah, that kind of just blew me away, because I remember when Carpenter became a Cap. You know, he's the cover boy of Sports Illustrated, and he was 17 at the time, the can't miss kid, best American prospect ever, and then suddenly the Caps get him, and I'm thinking, that is really cool.
Yeah.
And he had a great five-year stretch here, and then to find out that he has a daughter who is now older than he was when he debuted with the Cavs, playing in the Olympics is pretty neat. But, she's Craig Lachlan, the Cavs color commentator, and a former teammate of Carpenter's, tell me she is legit. She's really, really good.
Yeah, and then I see the photo of Ovechkin standing there in the Russian uniform. That just kind of, there's something weird about
that. So who do you root for? I mean, I thought Tom Lavero had a great column. USA is playing Russia.
Yeah.
You're a Caps fan. Who do you root for?
Yeah, because you got Carlson.
Right.
On the USA team.
But if Russia flames out, you saw what it did to Ovechkin in 2010. He wasn't the same. And the Caps need him to come back a happy man.
Yeah, that's right.
So what are you rooting for there?
Yeah. All right, U.S. medal count. Nothing so far.
Well,
like fourth, right?
Yeah.
But it's like you have to treat it like a marathon, I think I said earlier.
I mean, has Sean White even gone yet? Look at some of their great, you know, Lindsey Vonn is not there. Sean White, I don't think, has gone yet. I don't know how the Americans are going to do in figure skating. We ran a story today on this 15-year-old Russian girl who was a hit in the team competition, and they just cannot wait for the individuals for her to go.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to end up doing it. Anton Apollo Ono, who won medals by the boatload, isn't there.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what the final count will be.
Yeah. All right, switch gears on you. Doug Williams returns to the Redskins as personnel executive.
Yeah, how about that?
Surprise.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, he coached at Grambling for a while. He's got that in his background. But, you know, I guess if you can play at the level he played, he has some sense of what it takes. So I think it's an interesting
choice. He's well-liked here in Washington.
Very well-liked. And he was on the radio. In fact, I posted before I came up here, he was talking about Michael Sam and how that he will and he hopes others will judge him as a football player.
Yeah.
And he doesn't think the announcement that he's gay is going to affect his draft status. You know, the question you ask is, can he help our football team win? That's all you need to know.
Yeah. All right, Wizards back to 500 again.
Again.
Yeah, it seems like they get there and then...
They've been like, I think I saw it's been over a month that they've been within one game.
Yeah, yeah.
Either one game over, even, or one game under, and that's it.
They just can't seem to break away.
Yeah, it's one step forward, two steps back. But, you know, they're in playoff position, and I think they're a pretty good team. I wish they'd been able to hold on and beat San Antonio, because that would have given them wins over San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and who was the other team that came in? Golden State maybe had a long winning streak, and they blasted them, and they beat the tar out of the Thunder.
Yeah.
So they're getting there.
Yep. All right, my friend, thank you much. I guess we'll talk again on Thursday, if indeed we don't get 9 feet of snow or something like that.
Maybe for my phone and the Blizzard.
There you go.
We'll get it done. Thank
All right,
you, sir.
See you, Mike. Mike Harris, sports editor here at the Washington Times. Stay tuned. Stephen Dinan on the way next on 1260 WRC.